When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Second date update.
Some heroes don't wear capes.
What do they wear?
Some heroes wear size 11 New Balance sneakers.
Oh.
What is it, a dad superhero?
And nothing else.
Whoa. Oh, that's not a good look. Well,
apparently one of our listeners, Ryan, met a woman the other day thanks to his quick-thinking shoe heroics.
Oh.
What?
So, Ryan, is it cool if we call you Sneaker Boy?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
He kind of sounds like a sneaker boy.
SB. So wait, are you the naked one in this story, or is she? Or maybe you're both naked. I don't know. If it was a good date.
I think I just made up the naked stuff.
Aww, that's disappointing.
But apparently shoes come into how they met each other. What's the name of the girl that you want us to call?
Her name is Trinity.
Trinity.
Okay.
Yeah, Trinity sounds like a superhero name.
Yeah, yeah, Trinity and Shoe Boy.
It sounds like the force that you use, right? The Shoe Boy uses. No, how did shoes bring you guys together?
I used my shoe to kill a spider.
Oh, you are a superhero.
Oh, now I get it.
There we go. So how did that happen?
I still think you're a superhero.
Set the scene for us.
Gotcha. Yeah, where were you?
In a coffee shop.
Okay.
Okay.
I was working on my laptop, just working on a project for work, and there was a booth, you know, right across from me, and I saw this spider crawling up towards this woman, like up the side of the booth, getting ready to go into her, and it was like a big one. It was a juicy one.
Oh.
Ew, don't use that word.
And you scream, "Not today, evildoer!"
I approached silent but deadly. I did.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and you got a cute girl's attention on top of it.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what was happening at the time until, then I realized, oh, yeah, she's an attractive woman who I just saved.
That's amazing.
Oh,
take a life, get a number.
Yeah.
So how did you end up turning that into a date?
We talked when she thanked me for what I did, and then I sat back down, and she came over and asked me if she could buy me a coffee.
Oh.
But I had coffee. I was sitting there working, right? So
right.
So I said, well, how about, you know, sometime in the future?
Oh.
Okay.
A rain check.
Like an IOU.
So she gave me her number, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty smooth.
Nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So where did you guys end up going together?
We went out to my favorite Thai place.
Oh, you guys did dinner.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't do coffee. That was just the end, you know. But, yeah, so we went out for dinner.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's always key to take someone to, like, your favorite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know the food's good. You know the service is good.
You know what to order.
Exactly.
You know, the atmosphere, it's fun. It's it's a nice place, but it's, you know, yeah, a good place to talk. And it was really good.
So why isn't she calling you back then?
You know, the only thing I can think of is that I love this place so much. And I'm a pretty big guy, and I eat a lot of food. And you know, Thai food, I'm using chopsticks. Sometimes it can be a little, or you're eating soup like Tom Yum or something, you know, it can splash back and you can kind of make a little bit of a mess of yourself, even if you're, you know, being cool, you know?
So
I wanted to eat so I could like have a full meal before she came. So I would be like pre-gamed and then order something light with her and just sort of pick at it while we talk.
Okay.
Pre-gamed with food.
I actually get that strategy. I should do that more often.
You ate your entire meal before she even got there?
I ate an entire meal.
The
first course.
So you had an entree.
But I will say, I can put back a lot of Thai food.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Right. I like to have soup. I like to have a rice dish, noodle dish.
Rolls.
But like with her, I just had the, you know, papaya salad. So I was just like eating something light.
But when she arrived, was your table all cleaned off as if it's a new table?
Yeah. Yeah. I had asked the guys to reset it.
Okay.
You thought into it.
I didn't want it to be weird. I came from work, you know, so I was like hungry.
It might be kind of awkward for her, though, if she's eating this big Thai meal and you're not eating anything. You're just watching her eat the entire time.
Yeah, it could make her feel like she's being a glutton. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that's it. That's the only thing I could think of that might have been weird. She mentioned she was like, wow, you really don't eat much, do you? You know, it seemed weird that a guy my size wasn't eating anything but like a cream papaya salad.
And how'd you respond to that? What'd you say when she said that?
I just say that's how I roll, you know? That's just how I felt.
Not like you, fatty. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That honestly might be a deal breaker for me. Because I feel like I eat a lot. So if I was with a guy who wasn't eating, I don't think I would hang out with him.
Looking back, I should just have an appetizer and then eat like a regular meal.
Okay.
Or just start with a papaya salad.
So
So
how did dinner end? Was there like a kiss? Was there any romance?
Not a kiss, but there was some romance. We went for a walk afterwards, and, you know, we were holding hands for part of it.
Oh,
and,
cute.
You know, it was like a fun kind of very easygoing end to the evening.
So when you left, you had full thought that you guys were going to hang out again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And what did she say? I mean, what was her last words?
I don't remember her exact last words, but she definitely was like, yeah, okay, let's do this again, you know? Like,
it's a weird way to ask that, though.
I don't know.
What were her last words?
It's weird, I know.
Before her final breath.
She's like, goodbye!
You guys know what I mean.
I mean, we left it on that tone of, like, we're going to do this again, let's, you know. Huh.
Okay, and so how long has it been since you last spoke to her?
Oh, that's the last time I spoke to her. Hmm. And I texted her. And I called once, but I'm not going to call more than one time, you know. But I texted too, so I covered both the channels, you know.
Okay, but I mean, like, is that a day ago? Is that a week ago?
Like a week and a half, yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe she hates papayas.
It's true. Or maybe that spider's family came back and finished the job that their relative started.
Revenge.
Took her out.
We better call as a okay check.
Maybe she just remembered me killing it and was like, this guy's a killer. I don't like this guy.
Well, let's find out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Trinity for you, and we'll try and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, man, hold on. Second date update. What good love story doesn't start with a little murder?
Oh. All of them.
That's how one of our listeners, Ryan, met a woman named Trinity by murdering a spider.
You're making it
that
sound
was
good.
Was crawling up the booth in the coffee shop where she was sitting. And that's why they call him the eight-legged assassin.
nobody calls him.
What happened to the super guy?
No,
the
Sneaker Boy.
They also call him Sneaker Boy too.
Okay.
But
he's got a lot
that's
of
during the day. At night, he's the eight-legged assassin.
I see. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde.
I only have two legs. The spider had eight.
Yeah, that's why you're the assassin in the situation.
Because he chopped off his own six legs in a rage. That's how the eight-legged assassin rolls.
Okay.
And surprise, he's not getting a call back.
Weird.
Ryan wants us to call a woman named Trinity who he met at a coffee shop. They had a nice date together, but afterwards she's completely ghosted, and it's been a little over a week, so we're going to try and help him out. Ryan, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Are you feeling, because, you know, your theory is that because you pre-gamed with the whole meal before she arrived, that she felt like a pig eating in front of you. Are you going to come clean and tell her the truth of what you did?
Yeah, well, if that's the issue, of course, I'm not going to say it, though.
No, the eight-legged assassin will come out and say it for you. All right, man. So I feel like we're ready to call Trinity. Are you feeling ready?
I am. Okay. I'm excited.
Well, if we can get her on the line, I'm hoping that we'll hear what she has to say. All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Trinity?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Trinity. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm hoping you have a second to talk with us.
Okay. Yeah. What's this about?
This is about a date that you went on recently with a guy who's known by many names. Some call him Sneaker Boy. Some call him the Eight-Legged Assassin. But layman's people would know him as Ryan.
How many people are on the phone right now? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't count that.
Yeah. It's somewhere between 3 and 8.
There's 4 of us.
Okay.
Thanks, Brooke,
there's
for clearing that.
There's 4 of us. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Okay.
The reason why we're calling is because Ryan told us that he went out with you the other night and said he had a great time, but afterwards, you haven't been responding to him, and he's a little bit confused about why.
He called you guys about this?
Yeah, I mean, he emailed us, and then we spoke to him about you guys hanging out, and from our end, it sounded really nice.
Is that okay that he did? I mean, he's just really excited about you, and he said that you hadn't gotten back to him in, like, over a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so he just wants a little bit of clarity about why you ghosted all of a sudden.
Well, this is, like, a little awkward. It's just weird to talk about. We went on one. It wasn't even, I don't know if I would call it even, like, a date.
Why wouldn't you call it a date? You went to dinner.
And you held hands.
Honestly, I don't think he should be talking to you guys about that. Like, this was a casual thing between two people. It's kind of weird.
Are you in a relationship or something?
I'm engaged.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's it. Okay, bye. Have a good day. You can hang up now.
Are you happily engaged? Because it is kind of a weird thing to say yes to dinner with. I mean, I understand you're saying your intentions were pretty innocent, but
I just wanted to buy him a cup of coffee. It wasn't this like huge dinner plan. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know, I'll take your number. So I was like, okay. And I didn't think that much of it. And then like, he was like, want to grab a bite to eat? And I'm like, sure. And then like, you know, it became like a sit down dinner. Like I didn't even know we were going to like sit anywhere. So it wasn't that formal.
Okay.
But how did your fiance, not come up during conversation?
Well, I've had a little bit of a rough time. We've had a rough time. We've been engaged for a little over a year now. So it's just been like an awkward time.
Okay.
And so I did not wear my ring that night.
Okay.
That's not a coincidence.
No, okay. I get this. Like sometimes you want to be friends with guys and then they always take it too far.
Well,
you think it's Ryan interpreted it wrong, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, even if that is the case, Trinity, why didn't you just tell Ryan that? Like, you didn't have to ghost him.
Well, I mean, I can understand, too, how, you know, she kind of didn't know that it was happening that
way.
She was thinking it was just a friendship thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't like a date. Like, we didn't kiss. It wasn't like romantic.
That's true.
Yeah.
And traumatic experiences do bring people together.
That was a spider, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, stuff like that happens.
Nice try.
And this might also be kind of a traumatic experience because Ryan, I need to let you know, Trinity has been on the other line listening this whole time and he wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey.
Where are you at right now, Ryan? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like really disappointed because that was like the best date I've been on in a really long time.
Oh man.
And it was a date. I mean, it was a dinner date.
I mean, friends can go to dinner.
Yeah, not stranger friends. Not
you're
when
right,
you're engaged.
See, that's the issue with the world.
You're
you want
right.
to be able to do that with men.
No, but I mean, Brooke is right. You want to go to dinner with friends that you've known
totally.
Forever.
And I mean, like, Trinity, did you tell your fiance that you were going out with Ryan?
Not beforehand. Hi, Ryan. Not beforehand, but after, you know, we had this, I'm not going to say date, after we had this dinner, I did talk about it with my fiance, yes.
Oh, what did he have to say?
Was he happy about that?
This is a bit of a rough patch. We're okay now. It's a little awkward right now. Like, it just, you know, it was a bad timing. We've been fighting about how, you know, long we've been engaged and, yeah, so I was feeling some things in the back of my mind, like I just wanted someone to talk to, and, you know, Ryan, you were there, so I apologize for giving you mixed messages.
Were you just, like, testing it? Like, let me see what it feels like to be out with another guy, and then you realize you didn't like it and went right back to your engagement?
No, I mean, I did not enjoy it. I enjoyed it at the time, and I just had a guilty conscience after, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So if you were engaged, you would go out with Ryan again?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you trying to do, bro?
This is a dangerous game to play.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Like, you're going through a rough patch. You've got a lot of thinking to do right now. And a lot of reevaluating where you're at with your relationship. I don't think that has anything to do with Ryan.
Yeah, that's your own thing.
Yeah, I
agree.
I mean, Trinity, is your fiance somebody that you live with currently?
No, we don't live together.
Well, okay. Where does he live?
We don't live in the same city. We're doing a little bit of a long distance right now.
Oh, that makes way more sense why this all happened.
Been there, done that.
When are you guys moving to be with each other?
That's a good question.
That's part of the drama.
So I have a feeling she's not going to delete your phone number anytime soon, Ryan.
This is a tough situation where it's like you feel the connection between these two, but you don't want to break up an engagement.
Absolutely, if they're both okay with it,
the fiance doesn't have to know.
Pro cheating show, Alexis.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's awful.
We can't really send you guys out on a romantic date, not officially. But we could send you out on a friend date.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think I'm feeling that.
But what about this, Ryan? Would it be okay if Trinity calls you if she needs somebody to talk to?
I wouldn't say that was okay, but I would say if we saw each other in the coffee shop, it would be nice if she said hello. I'd like to.
Dude, okay. He's such a nice guy.
If there's a spider inside her apartment, is it okay if she calls you then?
If it's a poisonous spider, I will help her, yes.
Here we go.
I'll bring the shoe. The shoe.
Hey,
oh,
the shoe.
Okay.
Look at you with your good boundaries, Slicker boy.
It's just disappointing because this is literally the first date I've been on that wasn't on an app in forever. Rarely that happens.
Oh man, you're gonna be so jaded after this.
No.
Or you're just gonna be killing insects everywhere he goes, hoping to snag a date.
Is that a honeybee?
It's the exterminator.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.